What evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows. The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama...
The Quest of the Cat.
Seems to be getting settled down here in the city now. Back to civilization again. Do you like it, my dear? Are you happy?
Of course, Father. You know I never want to go back on another expedition, Jane.
I don't either, Jane. After your mother's death, I never want to see the prophets again.
Why did you ask?
You just seemed quiet, baby. That you weren't feeling quite yourself.
I'm all right. I guess. It's just... Mother, I can't seem to get it out of my mind.
I know, my darling. But you mustn't think back on it, Jenny. Well, you better run along up to bed now. You need all the sleep you can get.
I suppose so. Sarah, I seem to need more and more rest lately. Sometimes I don't even sleep at all. I just curl up on the couch and doze.
Well, you better run along now. Good night, darling.
Good night. Oh, Father.
Yes?
Would you leave a note to the milkman in the morning?
Yes, of course. Regular order?
Yes, the regular order. But from now on, would you have him leave an extra bottle of tea? Oh. Dinner's ready, Father. It's on the table now.
Oh, good. Yes. You turned out to be a good little housekeeper, Jenny.
If I hadn't been feeling so strange lately, I'd have turned it more.
Yeah, really. Looks like quite a silver booster. Well, sit down, my dear. Individual taste. And this is a treat. Fun.
What's the matter, Father?
It's steak. It's not cooked.
Just the way you like it, Father. Rare.
This is rare. It's raw.
Isn't
it? Just right. Mm-hmm. Ah, there's a movie projector all set up. Shades are all drawn.
Oh, we really didn't have to go to all this setup, did we, Father?
We have to be kept busy, Jim. Keep your mind off it. Just to amuse you for a while this afternoon. Now then, turn off the reading light in the corner, Jenny.
Yes.
That's it. Now then, let's see, where's the projector? So dark in here.
It's over here on this side of the machine, Father.
Oh, yes. And so, how did you know where that switch was?
I saw it, Father.
You saw it? In the dark? Turn it.
What's the matter, Father?
Turn on the lights.
How are you looking at?
Turn on the lights, quick.
What's wrong, Father?
You're not well. You're getting worse. You...
Hey, get the doorbell. I'll get it.
No.
But, Father, it's terribly dark.
No, go to your room, Jen. Go to your room and stay there.
But, Father, I'll be...
Please do as I say. Go quickly.
All right, Father.
I'm Jim Ryan, the new owner of the pet shop. I come to deliver your cat.
Cat? What's that?
This one right here in this basket.
I don't know anything about a cat. Now, get out.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
I said get out.
Look, you pay me, and then you can take your cat and that temper of yours, too, and keep both.
For the last time, I said get out of here.
Now, don't start pushing me around. I want to see the lady of the house.
Lady of the house? No.
No, well, I'm going to. She's the one who run up the bill at the pet shop, and I'm coming to collect, see?
Don't come another step further.
Now, look, mister.
I warned you, don't come another...
I'm bringing this cat in here. I'm... Oh, let go. My throat.
Maybe they have some of that special new dog food.
Now, Brownie's getting special new dog food. But sometimes I think you lavish more attention on Brownie than you do on me.
Darling, don't tell me you're jealous of the company, Sam.
Looks as if anyone's home.
No, no, there's a youngster right over there. Hello, can you help us?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm looking for some special new dog food. I don't...
Well, Clark, I'm afraid I don't know much about the stock here, miss. I'm just a delivery boy. Mr. Ryan, the new owner, he's up the street delivering a cat.
Quite a system. You run the shop and you want to run the errand.
Well, Mr. Ryan went to collect the bill. That's why he made the delivery. Funny, though, he just went a couple of blocks and he's been gone almost 4 hours. Well, maybe that's Mr. Ryan now. Ryan's pet shop, Billy speaking. Oh, Miss Adams? Yeah? And Mr. Ryan was supposed to be at your house. No, no, he's not back here. Okay, bye. Gosh, at least one.
Well, what's up, Billy?
Well, that was the woman Mr. Ryan was supposed to deliver a cat to. He says he hasn't shown up yet. Only a couple of blocks, 223 Locust.
Locust? Oh, well, we're going that way.
Maybe. Well, would you go with me? I hate to ask you, strangers and all, but I don't know if he would. Mr. Ryan is over in the neighborhood, but I don't see how he could have gotten lost.
Of course. I'll be glad to go with you. Not really.
Of course, Billy.
Well, it didn't get up swell.
Well, Billy, it's about time you got here. Who are those people? Are they from the pet shop?
We're just friends of Billy's. We're trying to help him find Mr. Ryan and your cat, Miss Adams.
Well, I could swear you and Mr. Ryan went into Mr. Strong's house next door about 4 hours ago. He was carrying something that looked very much like my cabbage basket.
He must have gotten the dresses mixed up.
Well, if he did, he'd better get it straightened out again. I want my cat back, and I want it back right away.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, Tommy, man.
Very helpful. Well, come on, Billy. We're going next door and have a talk with Mr. Strong. Now, here we are. Residence of Michael J. Strong, according to the mailbox here.
Somewhat that means for me.
There's been quite a lot about Strong in the papers recently. It's Flora and big name on it. Oh, Mr. Strong?
Yes?
I'm Lamont Cranston. Mr. Strong, we're trying to help out young Billy here from the pet shop. Did Mr. Ryan deliver a cat to you by mistake about 4 hours ago?
Cat? Oh, I know, but a man with some sort of basket did come to the door a few hours ago. He must have had the wrong address. We don't have any cats here.
You don't know which way he went, do you?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
I'm sorry to trouble you, Mr. Strong.
Thanks very much.
No, not at all. Good day.
Hmm. I don't know what to think now.
Well, I'll tell you what, Billy. We'll go back to the pet shop with you, and I bet you'll find Mr. Ryan back there waiting for you.
If he's not, Billy, I have some pretty good friends at police headquarters. I'll notify them of Ryan's disappearance.
The police? Gosh, you don't think anything happened?
No, Billy, I don't. Sometimes it's a good idea just to make a routine police report in cases like this.
Jenny, what are you doing with that cat? Well, I told you to stay upstairs in your room.
I was in my room, and this cat just wandered in, Father. What do you suppose it came from?
In the back way, probably. Put it down, Jenny.
Oh, please do not, Jenny. Can't I see the Father? I'll put it in the garage again.
Garage? No. No, you stay away from the garage with you. I mean, well, all right, Janet. Keep the cat in here for the night anyway.
Oh,
I've got to go out. I have an errand to do.
Could I go with you, Father?
No. No, I've got to do this alone. I'm going to take the car and deliver something. Along the river drive. you may be late.
Get back as soon as you can, Father. Chug Hartley's coming over tonight.
Who?
Chug Hartley. You remember, he just got out of the service. He's stopping off here on his way home.
I don't want to see anyone for a while. Call your friend up and tell me I'm feeling well.
Father, you won't let me see anyone anymore. Is there anything wrong?
I'm sorry, my dear. I've been on this terrible nervous thing lately. I've got to go now. Call your friend, Janet. I'll be back later.
Yeah, all right, Father. Hotel Kirsten and Mr. Douglas Hartley, please. Hello, Doug. This is Janet. I'm sorry, Doug, but I'm afraid I won't be able to see you tonight after all. I haven't been feeling very well, and Father said I shouldn't. Well, yes, I suppose I could see you for a little while. You'd better come around the back way, though, just in case. I'll be waiting for you in the garden. Bye. Dad, is that you?
Dennis, where are you?
Over here on the bench, Doc.
It's a plain dark out here. Oh, there you are.
I'm Janet, darling. How are you?
Oh, fine. Oh, it's wonderful to see you again, Dad.
What is all this about your father and meeting here in the garden?
Oh, it's nothing, Dad. Father's just been a little upset, let's just say.
Oh, well, then you're not really ill.
Well, I haven't been feeling quite myself the last few weeks. I'm not right.
Oh, that's good. Janet, I heard about your mother. I want to know how sorry I am.
Mother? Oh,
I know how fond you were of her.
Yes, I was.
What a tragedy that she had to go like that.
Yes, wasn't it?
Janet, are you sure you feel all right?
Yes. Yes, of course. I'm fine.
She's been so nervous. And now that I can think about it, you look different somehow.
Different?
Yes, that darn cat. Go on, beat it.
Don't touch that cat.
Darn thing's moving in on it. I'll fix it.
Stop it.
That cat needed a good swift kick.
I told you not to touch that cat.
Oh, my face. Janet, come back here. Janet. She's not here in the living room. Janet!
She's in here.
Oh, that's just strong. Well, I'm glad you're back. What? What do you think? Janet, she went half out of her mind. She leaped on me and scratched me when some darn cat.
Who are you?
What are you doing with my daughter?
I'm Doug Hartley.
Janet and I were out in the garden.
Get out of here, young man. Never come back as long as you live.
Now, wait a second, Mr. Strong. I want to find out what's the matter with Janet. Something's happened.
Get out of here, I say.
I'll get out, Mr. Strong, but before I do, I'm going to see Janet.
You're going to do nothing of the kind.
What's on that thing, Mr. Strong?
Put it
down!
Suffering from all the usual miseries of a cold, that's the time to get Vogue cold tablets. Why? Because they're specifically designed to get down inside and work internally for relief quickly. You see, Vogue cold tablets are a multiple medicine compounded like a doctor's prescription. Not just one or two ingredients, but a combination of eight active ingredients that work on all these usual cold miseries at once. Relief number one, help reduce fever. Relief number two, ease your headache. Relief number three, alleviate body ache. Relief number four, reduce nasal stuffiness. Relief number five, lessen muscular pain. No wonder millions of folks turn to Grove when they want cold relief that really works. Now, when you have a cold, remember to rest and avoid exposure. Remember to get Brogue cold tablets and take exactly as directed. Accept only the box with the name Brogue. B-R-O-V-E. Brogue cold tablets. Because B-R-O-V-E spells relief from cold misery. And now, back to the shadow.
Margo Lane are paying a visit to Commissioner Weston at police headquarters. They have just read in the afternoon paper about the murder of Mr. Ryan, the pet shop owner, who disappeared so mysteriously the day before.
I read about your men finding Ryan in the river last night, Commissioner. I just thought we'd drop in and see if you had anything new on the case.
No. Ryan's wife just identified the body as that of her husband this morning. You reported his disappearance, Ransom. I suppose you have some theory about the murder.
Commissioner, you're not asking Lamont's advice about the case, Paul.
I certainly am not. Someone had it in for Ryan. They mugged him and threw him into the river. Why they stripped him of all identification and didn't take a cent of his money, I don't know. But we'll find out. Pardon. Hello? Oh, Cardona. What? Another floater found in the river. No. All right, Cardona, have the body brought down to the morgue. I'll meet you there.
Another murder, Commissioner?
Looks like it. Kid this time, boy in his 20s. Same setup. Body in the river, no identification. Money still on him.
Have you been reporting missing, Commissioner?
No, we haven't had any report on missing persons since Ryan's disappearance.
Mind if we go down to the morgue with you, Commissioner?
No, come along. I'm going down there right now.
But what about the scratches on the faces of those two men at the morgue, Lamont? What did Commissioner Weston say about them?
He said the men were probably scratched and they were dragged through the bushes at the river's edge.
You believe that?
Those scratches were in a pattern. I think they were made by the claw of an animal. Yes, Margot, just what you're thinking. By a cat.
Yes, but Miss Adams was the only one who had a cat. Sorry, you don't think
so. The cat that Ryan was delivering when he disappeared and was later murdered.
Yes, of course. And that would mean that she lied to us yesterday. That her cat was delivered to her, wouldn't it?
That, Margot, is what I'm going to try and find out from Miss Adams right now. As the shadow.
Who's in this room?
The shadow is here, Miss Adams.
Who are you? What do you want?
I've come to you for information. Information about two men who were murdered and thrown into the river. Men whose faces were scratched by a cat.
Murdered men? Scratched by a cat? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. Why did you say your cat had not been delivered to you?
It happened. I don't know where my cat is.
Don't lie to the shadow, Miss Adams.
I'm not lying, I swear it. My cat is gone. But I've heard it next door in the backyard. But when I looked out, it wasn't there. If you want information, you'd better go next door.
Home of a respected explorer and lecturer? You wouldn't be lying to shift the guilt of yourself, Miss Adams.
No, I've heard cats over there before. Clyde, there's something queer about the place. Strong's daughter. She hasn't gone out in months. I still see the captive in there.
And I think, Christine Adams, that you have a very peculiar imagination. I'm going now, but if I find that you've been lying to me, the shadow will be back, Miss Adams, to see that you're brought to justice.
Father, is that you?
Yes, Jenny.
Where have you been, Father?
I've been in the village. Your young friend. Why did you let that young man come here to see you?
Father, what's happened to Doug?
I've taken your friend away. I've got to protect you, to keep anyone from seeing you, as you really are.
As I really am. What's happening to me?
I didn't want to tell you, Janet.
What is it, Father?
Your mother's tragic death in the jungle. Left a mark on you, Janet. A terrible mark.
What kind of a mark?
I can't tell you. I can't.
Has it anything to do with the jungle, Father?
Yes, it has.
The jungle. Mother's dead. Father.
Yes?
Look at me. Can you see it?
Yes, I can.
Where, Father?
No, Janet, stop.
Where, Father?
In your eyes, in your fingernails, your hair.
Go on, Father.
Your habits, your appetite.
No!
Janet,
no.
Stop it.
No.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it for the Lord. Stop it. Stop it. They found out about me or you, Janet. Get the hell out of here. Now, tonight.
Why they're poking around the storm with that rabbit?
What did
Sam
tell you that made you so curious
about the storm? These are the sounds of cats over here. Also, some weird story about Thor's daughter.
Do you think there is
any that? The cat that Ryan delivered is in this house, Margaret, will know it was Strong who was lying to us yesterday. He had something very definite to do with Ryan's murder.
What is it, Pat? Don't you look at the cave inside the house?
Not that I'm not seeing it. Well,
then, I don't know.
I don't either. That cat is our only evidence, Margie. We've got to find it. Let me get back.
Mark. The light. There's a light in the house just now.
Whoever or whatever's in that house heard. We're trying to make a getaway in the dark. Come on, Margie. The back door.
This must be the kitchen in the house.
I'm going through the house and find that cat, Margo.
No, please don't.
Don't stay here, Margo. If anyone tries to leave by the back way, here, cell phone.
Oh, what rabbit's gone with him on to me too long? There's that cat again. And it's coming into the floor of the forest. It is coming closer.
No.
It's alive. But look, it's all coming. Come. Now stay away from me, wherever
you are. Please. Warn that cat was just somewhere in this living room. Lights don't work, no flash. Who's that? Strong, is that you? Strong, is that you? Oh. I'm going to take care of you for a while. Now, down the hall. Out the back way. Janet. Janet. Is that you?
Mr. Thorne.
Come on. We've got to get out of here. Hurry, Janet. Out to the garage. Out in the car. We're going to get out of here. No one will ever know about you, Janet. For me. They'll never find either of us at the bottom of the pit. We'll just smash to 1,000 pieces. No one will ever know how to keep us.
I know your secret, Michael Strong.
Who put on the brakes? Who stopped the car?
The shadow did, Michael Strong. You can't escape that easily.
I haven't done anything. It's just my daughter.
You haven't done anything, no. Nothing but brutally murder two innocent men.
I had to do that. I had to. They would have found out about Janet.
Your daughter will be taken care of, Michael Strong. Right now, the shadow's going to see that the law takes care of you.
About the whole story, Margaret. Of course, I didn't know you were out cold in the back of the house because I had to go out the front way to catch Strong in the car.
Well, it wasn't very gallant of you, darling, but just forgive me. Oh, I'm so glad it's over with you. And you know, in a way, I'm glad, too, that Strong is going to be sent to a sanitarium instead of the penitentiary.
I am too, Margot, now that I know the whole story. By the time Strong committed those murders, he didn't have a vestige of sanity left.
Yes, but that's what I still don't understand. Why did Janice have that awful illusion? If she's going to be all right and it's her father who's completely mad.
Her mother's death left the girl ill and neurotic, Margot. And it broke Strong's mind completely. Mrs. Strong was killed horribly by a giant jungle cat on their recent expedition.
Oh, no.
And then on, Strong began to interpret every move Janice made, every word she said, as being cat-like. Till the poor child almost believed it herself.
So terrible to think of a father hating his daughter so much that he forced her to believe she was becoming a cat.
That's the terrible irony of it, Margot. Strong didn't hate his daughter. He worshipped her. It was simply his own twisted mind that tried to destroy the one thing he loved most in the world. Shadow program is based on a story copyrighted by Street and Smith Publications. The characters, names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again next week, The Shadow will demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.